This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Consumer confidence has plunged to its lowest level in more than 7 years. The Conference Board, a business research group, announced the findings yesterday. Job losses since the September 11th attacks were cited as one reason for the drop. NPR's Juan Williams discussed the economy and spending with six employees of the Crutchfield Corporation, a consumer electronics retailer in Virginia, David Luria, the director of corporate training, receptionist Lori Beck, sales rep Marcus Tinsley, processing clerk Ray Whitson, and accounting analyst Ann Fields work at the privately owned company based in Charlottesville.
As we get together, I wanted each and every one of you to tell me a little bit about how your consumer spending has been affected by what happened on September 11th. Does it factor into your thinking in terms of purchases, in terms of daily activities, when and where you put your hand in your pocket to take out a dollar? Ann, do you want to start?
I don't think I've consciously changed anything. I think that my son and I have planned a trip to New York that we probably wouldn't have been taking. We're going to take advantage of hotel breaks and the train breaks. We're not going to fly, though. We decided we were not comfortable with that yet. But we are going to take the train, and we're going to see a Broadway play. In my family, my son is the one I think that's been affected the most. He's planning for college next year. He was looking at schools on the Pacific Coast, and he's now decided that he wants to be within a day's drive of home. So I think I've noticed it more in him than it has been for me.
Ray, when you think about your spending habits since the 11th, can you see any discernible change?
Oh, it was a very dramatic difference, as a matter of fact. I was married just last Saturday, and at the time of the September 11th attacks, we were planning to go to Washington, D.C. for a honeymoon. After the attacks, we decided Washington, D.C. might not be the place to be around this time. Combined with that, we saw all the reports like everyone else about the economy slowing down, and that's, of course, caused us to take extra precautions in regards to unnecessary expenditures. We wound up staying in this area.
Marcus, when you think about the way that you spend money after September 11th, can you see a change?
Actually, yes, I can. It's very much a reality for me. This is probably the first time that I've ever had a job that's dependent on the economy. I used to be a technical support advisor here for Crutchfield, and I'm in training right now as a product advisor. And I already had the land, and I was actually in the process of getting ready to buy a new home and had the paperwork already signed and pretty much ready to go, but I'm going to hold off now.
Now tell me about just general spending. If you're in the bookstore, do you buy a book? If you want to go to the movies, you go to the movies?
I'm trying to right now definitely cut back and not spend any extra money on any type of toys at this point in time, because I have two little ones and I want them to experience a good Christmas, so I'm pretty much trying to save up right now for that.
All right. Lori, what about you after the 11th and spending habits? I can see some fancy rings on your fingers, so I'm thinking Lori's doing okay.
No, don't let that fool you. No, personally, I have changed my spending habits. The first thing that comes to mind is we were in the market for a minivan, seeing that our family is increasing. But we've decided that instead of buying something brand new and financing, that we're going to sell the existing vehicle that I currently drive and pay cash for something. We just think that it's a wise move to hold off on big purchases.
Now, Lori, when you hear talk about an economic stimulus package coming from Washington, should it be heavy on tax cuts, or should it be about taking care of people who have lost jobs as a result of the terrorist attacks?
Both. We should do everything we can to help them find another one, get back on their feet, whatever it is that we need to do, so that they can at least have some security, whether it might not be the dream job that they had prior to this, but they have to have a way of having money come in. And as far as tax cuts, sure, I'm always open to a tax break. I would love to get another $600 check in the mail like we did in August. but whether or not that's a reality, probably not, but it would be nice.
You don't have any thinking in mind as to how it should be structured, because there are large arguments, policy arguments in Washington about whether or not the Republicans are giving too much of a break to the rich in this round of tax cuts, or whether or not that money really should be put to help people who in some ways have suffered economically as a result of the attacks.
I'm really not too familiar with the whole process. I really haven't taken that much note of it. But the money that I'm losing in my 401k, that my husband and I are losing in our 401k, profit sharing, that's a lot of money to us. We just got our statements, and last period, between the two of us, we lost almost $4,000. And that was just this past quarter. The quarter before that, it was, I think, $3,000 between the two of us. So
when you lose that much, does it shake your confidence in Wall Street and your 401k plan and the economy general?
Yeah. I mean, we've weathered the storms before. I mean, I'll show my age. I can remember when gas was, 40 cents a gallon. And my son just gets all excited when it's $1.01, It's just, I've seen the stock market come and go and up and down. And you just sort of, now's the time to actually be putting money away, because it will, in the future, be better. And we will come back out of this.
So unlike Lori, you're more likely now to be putting money
right
into the stock market.
Yes. You have to be careful. You need to watch where you go, but yes. Uh-huh.
Just on a individual level, what about going out to dinner? What about a sudden gift for a loved one? Are those kinds of expenses now no longer to be considered?
We still do it, but the only thing I really notice is I don't use my credit card as much. I think that's about the only thing I've really changed.
Why?
I don't know why. I just noticed that I've done it. It's just I don't want the bills to increase, I guess. Maybe it's just something underlying, I don't know. But I noticed
that. Don't want that debt.
And that MasterCard does not come out of my wallet as much as it used to.
We have lots of nods around this table. Ray, you're not. Why are you going to the ATM as opposed to paying with credit?
Well, it's what we all talked about earlier. That essentially is not making a purchase. That's not incurring a debt. This is a throwback to my parents. You pay cash, you can get it. If you don't, you don't get it.
Let me ask you for some final thoughts. If you were to imagine being together a year from now and looking back at the economy, do you imagine that this will be the worst of it, or do you think this will be just a harbinger of real trouble to come for America's economic future?
I, for one, I don't think this is the worst of it. I think it will get worse before it gets any better.
See, I don't agree. I think that we're in a recession now, and that the recession is deeper and tougher for different industries, but I think a year from now, this is going to toughen us up, and gradually I think consumer confidence is going to come up. I think we're going to be in a better place than we are now, economically.
I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to seem like I'm all gloom and doom, but I hope I'm wrong.
No, I agree with Laura. I think a year from now, I think this is just the beginning. Our society is in a state of flux. So many things are changing. We don't know exactly who we're going to be a year from now. We're certainly not right now who we were 6 weeks ago. I think everybody's going to hunker down. And I think, yes, we will be tougher. But no, I'm not confident that this is all going to be good and fine in a year's time.
Ray Whitson, Ann Fields, Lori Beck, Marcus Tinsley, and David Luria, employees of the Crutchfield Corporation in Charlottesville, Virginia. They spoke with NPR's Juan Williams last week. There's more about consumer caution on the website npr.org.